Hi, this is Dane Shoemaker with the Shoemaker Lab. This is the Shoemaker Films podcast, where we get to know local businesses, local nonprofits, cool places in the greater Philadelphia area. And I'm with Will Nord, Executive Director of the Willows Park Preserve. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good, good. Thanks for agreeing to do this. So the Willows has been really a mainstay of, you know, this area, right, Main Line, for a long time. I have a couple stories I wanted to share. Just, you know, my wife and I, we used to live in South Philly for a long time. When we first, she's from Broomall area, so we were destined to come out to this area for a long time. But, you know, when we first moved out here, there was a moment where we were kind of walking around the Willows, and we had our, you know, 3-month-old baby walking around in a stroller, and it was like, we just couldn't believe that we were living in such a beautiful place, right?
Yeah.
Fast forward a year later, this is around 2020, during the pandemic, we spent a lot of time outdoors. And so, you know, we're a stone's throw away from here, right around the corner, but, you know, a lot of videography that we do came from spending a lot of time out here. So flying the drone around, you know, spending time outdoors with the kids, you know, capturing all that stuff on film. So the Willows, the park, and then I was kind of obsessed with this mansion for a long time too. I like history and was always kind of curious about this. So one of the first, you know, early videos that we did was for you guys a couple years ago. So. Yeah. You know, really appreciate, I feel like we're coming full circle here a little bit. So,
yeah.
Kind of interested today, you know, for anyone that might be watching this or listening to this that doesn't really know, you know, much about this place. I hope we can kind of deep, you know, dive into it a little bit today, learn about the preserve and,
yeah,
you know, and what you guys are doing here. So.
No, absolutely. Always excited to tell our story.
Yeah.
We are, as you know, we're a young nonprofit. So the more we can get the word out about who we are and what our goals are, the better. You're right. This place is beautiful. I actually was fortunate to grow up in this area. And so as a kid, I would come here sledding on the hills back there, yeah. Going fishing in the pond. And now I get to work here, which is really, really cool for me. So this is kind of personal and professional what I'm doing day to day. And yeah, it is, like you said, it's a beautiful place. A lot of people come visit the park. A lot of people aren't really sure what this mansion is all about. So again, we love to tell our story as much as possible. I guess I can start with a little bit of the history of the mansion and then kind of get into,
Tell us about the history. That sounds great.
Yeah. So I'm a history geek too. fell in love with history at Radnor High School, studied history, in college. So I have a deep appreciation for kind of all the stories that came through this pretty awesome building, home. So it was built in 1910. Okay. John Sinnott purchased the 47.5 acres that this house sits on. He purchased the property and had the house built for his wife as a wedding gift.
Okay.
So John Sinnott and his family owned Moore and Sinnott Whiskey Distilling, which was one of the largest whiskey distilling companies in the country in the early 1900s. In addition to the Sinnotts, actually three other families lived here from really 1910 to about 1970. Fast forward to 1973 and Radnor Township purchases the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the building itself.
And the building itself. Yeah. So, you know, the kind of the history of the property and the mansion starts with four different families and then moves into the township owning and operating and maintaining the park and the mansion for decades. And then there's a whole nother layer of memories that come with, you know, a township having, you know, a park for their community.
Sure. Yeah. So 1973, Radnor Township purchased it. What was it then? You know, from 1973 on.
Yeah, so it was interesting. So a little while back, I got to read some of the Board of Commissioner meeting minutes from Radnor Township back in 1973, 74, 75, and it was fascinating reading those minutes about this park. So when they originally purchased this park, there was a, you know, pretty big article in the Mainline Times. You know, the goal of purchasing this was to preserve some open space. But besides that and making it a public park, I don't think initially they really knew what to do, especially with the mansion. And so I forget exactly what year it was. I think it was a few years after they purchased this, 75, 76. They had some requests to host some weddings here. And again, those minutes were kind of funny because they talked about it at commissioner meetings and saying, you know, we had a wedding at the Willows Mansion and it was a success. Another couple has asked us, should we do it? And they're discussing these in these commissioner meeting minutes, which seems so trivial now compared to some of the discussions that they're having. So essentially they saw that they could use this for weddings. I believe Radnor School District used it a good deal for meetings and other school functions.
Okay.
But eventually, through the 80s and 90s, Radnor Township was hosting 70, 80-plus weddings a year here in the mansion.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. Fast forward to 2013, and Radnor Township made the decision to close the mansion. The park stayed open. But they closed the mansion. And from my understanding, it was really for financial reasons. They didn't want to financially maintain this big home with all the weddings they were running every year. The place was getting beat up.
Yeah.
And they weren't necessarily putting the money they needed to back in to maintain the mansion. So they made the decision in 2013 to close the Willows Mansion, lock the doors. Again, like I said, the park stayed open, but the mansion was closed for I think a few years there. The township was taking some proposals on trying to figure out what to do with this awesome space.
Yeah.
Nothing really excited, I guess, the township or came to fruition. And so at the top of their list was the idea to tear it down. You know, the park would stay the park and, you know, the mansion would no longer be in the park. So that's really why our nonprofit formed. Some community members were really passionate about keeping, saving the Willows Mansion. So they came together, incorporated a 501c3 in 2017.
Okay.
And then in 2019, our nonprofit signed a 25-year lease with Radnor Township to restore, operate, maintain this Willows Mansion for the community to use.
That's amazing, yeah. So that was, in 2019, you said?
The summer of 2019, and then, as we all know, about 6 months later, we're in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Great time to start any kind of business, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. Like, let alone, like, an event space and a public gathering space, right? So,
yeah.
So what was that like? I mean, so when did you come on board as executive director, and then what were some of the early challenges? I'm sure there were a few.
Yeah, well, I think all of us are pretty familiar with what that year plus was like. Schools, businesses, you know, for-profits, not-for-profits, we all did our best to survive. You know, so I came on, my first official day was December 1st, 2020. As the executive director. So again, right in the thick of it. And so the early day challenges, you know, pandemic or not pandemic, our early challenges was just spreading awareness that we were a nonprofit and that we were here at the Willows Mansion trying to restore it and open it up for all of us to use. We, you know, it was, you know, closed at that time for seven plus years.
Right.
And so I always say it kind of fell out of the minds of everybody that knows about this park.
Right.
Not to mention people that don't even know about this park, right? So we had this, you know, uphill challenge to really start spreading the word about our goals and our mission during a pandemic, kind of starting from scratch. So that was our first big hurdle.
Yeah.
And it continues to be a big priority of ours to get the word out about us and that we're here.
What were those early days like? I guess before you came on board, I mean, did the board members, you know, unlock the doors and come in? And I mean, was it just kind of dusty? Was it like in disrepair? What was the...
Yeah, so the founding members, original board members, they did a tremendous amount of work. I mean, just actually incorporating a nonprofit. I wasn't there. So that work alone and working with the township on the lease to say, hey, we will take this over. you know, we're responsible for the mansion. We're responsible for raising the money. But so that alone was I can't imagine the amount of work and time that was put in there. The physical building itself, yeah, a lot of them did come in and did a lot of cleanups around the outside, but also in the inside. Remarkably, the mansion is in was in with solid shape. They built these big old homes well back in the early 1900s.
Right.
But you know, that also being said, there, you know, it just being closed, you know, a lot of deferred maintenance, you know, thinking about the guts of the building, the systems downstairs in the basement, you know, the boilers, the air conditioning units, the electric, the plumbing. We still continue to spend a lot of time making sure that they're running properly.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the 501c3 is set up, you're brought on board. What is the mission of Willows Park Preserve? Like, what are your core tenets, I guess?
Yeah. So I mentioned it, you know, a minute ago, like the essence of what we're doing is to restore, operate, and maintain the Willows Mansion for community use.
Okay.
So, you know, part of our communication and an important part of that is, we're not just restoring a beautiful old mansion on the main line and going to walk away, right? So there's sometimes, you know, we think about it in two parts. There is the physical restoration improvement of this building. So it's safe. It's up to code. It's presentable. People want to hang out in here.
Right.
It doesn't fall apart, you know, over the years. But we're doing that so you and I in the greater community can use this space. Interestingly, when Radnor Township was operating this building, you know, for years, it was a private event space. So unless you came to a wedding or a meeting, you didn't really come into the mansion. You could come to the park. Again, the park's public, dawn to dusk. What our nonprofit is trying to do is we're trying to flip that. So if there's not anything going on right now, the doors are open. And you can actually come in here with a cup of coffee and a book and sit on the couch, you know, for the morning.
Is that right?
Yeah. So you can come up on the terrace right out here. We have a bunch of seating right here and tables and seats. And you can come up and bring your lunch and have lunch up here. So that, again, is part of that awareness that it's taking some time. Because for years and years, decades, right, you couldn't really... I think people felt like this mansion wasn't approachable. So we get a lot of like peering in the windows. Hey, can we come in here? And so we're trying to change that narrative. And it's working slowly, but it takes time.
Yeah. I mean, it is a big, beautiful, kind of almost imposing mansion up on a hill. Like it's kind of like, you know, you have to drive up to get here. I can see how that might feel that way, but it's so, once you're in here, it just feels so welcoming and, you know,
yeah, that's the hope. And, and there's things that we're doing now and there's things that we know we can do to improve that awareness that, you know, making sure that this mansion is more approachable, some signage, down at the bottom of the mansion driveway, some kiosks. And that's also why, as soon as we could, as soon as I got here back in, you know, 2021, we started running programs and events. Right. Not only is that part of our mission, right? We want this to be used by the community. It's a great way to tell our story when we can have people up here for a program or event.
Right. Right. So what are some of the examples of programs and events that you've had in the past and anything coming up you want to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, back in, I started late 2020. So really in 2021, we, did a handful of events online by Zoom, like we were so used to, some historical programs, just talking about, you know, the history of the mansion, the history of great estates on the main line. Mm. So we kind of started with that. And then we went into starting hosting some concerts in the courtyard out here in front of the fountain wall. that was, I guess, a friendly program for people that were still kind of, we're still in COVID or just getting out of COVID, and people, you know, wanting to be outside but not sitting right next to each other. So yeah. Having music concerts in the courtyard was a big hit. We continue to have, you know, music concerts inside and outside. Some other programs that we've been running is, you know, partnering with other organizations, Penn State Master Gardeners. We have I've had a handful of master gardening programs. I've had the Wayne Senior Center in here has used the facility, the home, a good deal. They come in and have some yoga programs, some lunches, some of their music concerts on their own as well. Yeah, we try to offer a variety of programs and events for all ages and the whole community.
Yeah. So you have, I think, wellness in the Willows coming up.
We do, actually, this weekend, this Saturday.
It'll be last weekend when this comes out, but that's, wanted to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is the third year we're hosting Wellness at the Willows. It's a free community event for all ages and abilities. It started with a few friends of the Willows Park Preserve coming to me and suggesting we have a wellness day. So I asked for their help. And we kicked it off a few years ago, and it was a great success. So this year, what Wellness at the Willows entails, this year we have 16 30-minute health and wellness classes and presentations on a variety of topics, from yoga and Pilates to stress management and nutrition. And then we, in addition to the classes, we also have 22 health and wellness tables, various vendors, local businesses, Radnor Penn Medicine will be here. And they're giving out free health and wellness information and resources. So it's a fun day. It's a fun family day. They're, those classes, are for kids as well. So we actually, this year we're adding a couple kids craft tables for them to engage in as well. So, we are going to have an obstacle agility course out there for people to have fun with as well.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you've done, there's like fishing classes too here. You had someone operating.
We've done fishing clinics. We haven't done that in a little while, but we hosted about three different fishing clinics.
I mean, it's a big spot here for fishing.
I
see people here. Yeah.
So. It is. The Darby Creek was just stocked with some trout last weekend. They were over here restocking it yesterday.
Oh, that is stocked, the pond.
The pond is not. Darby Creek, there's a stream that runs right next to the pond.
Oh, that's right.
And the creek actually doesn't feed the pond. The pond feeds the creek. Interestingly enough, back in the early 1900s, that pond as we see it now was three little ponds. And the original homeowner dug it out to make one larger pond. But there's fishing for kids allowed in that pond and of course the stream too. So, you know, in addition to Wellness at the Willows coming up this weekend, next week on May 2nd, we actually have Radnor Middle School. Their string ensemble, 7th and 8th grade string ensemble and jazz band is going to play in the courtyard, which is awesome. May 19th, we are partnering with Episcopal, Shipley, and Radnor High School jazz bands.
Nice.
So we're going to have them out for a Sunday afternoon. All three schools are going to play. So, yeah, we love partnering with schools in the area, different organizations, get them out so they can use the space.
What about businesses? I mean, are there corporate events, or do you have companies coming in here ever to rent the space? What is that?
We'd like more to come.
Okay. All right.
We have. You know, we're connected with the Wayne Business Association and Mainline Chamber of Commerce. The Wayne Business Association, we're going to have one of their monthly meetings here in August. We did have one of their monthly meetings, I think it was like 2 years ago. We've had Radnor School District principals use the space for a summer meeting. We've had Haverford School District principals a couple years ago use the space for their summer meetings, preparing for the school year. We've had IKEA come, and they've brought in their leadership team for actually like a 2.5-day retreat, which is great, and they're coming back again this fall. We would love the opportunity to host more businesses and corporations here on site for, you know, half-day meeting, full-day meeting, you know, a couple of days. We, you know, we don't have any rooms to stay over.
Yeah.
But there's there's enough hotels, or, you know, if everyone's local, they can, you know, go home for the day and come back the next day. So there, there's an opportunity for us to expand on.
Yeah, I think a great, there's plenty of space and great, you know, great opportunity for offsite retreats and things like that. So
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we talked about the wedding portion of things, you know, back in the, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
That's coming back pretty heavily too, right? I mean, how many?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so the weddings are really important to our sustainability as,
sure,
as a young nonprofit. So we partnered with Peachtree Catering a few years ago.
Okay.
They're a great caterer. They're actually Radnor-based. They have a few different venues in the area. So our partnership with Peachtree has been great so far. Per our lease with Radnor Township, we are only allowed to host 25 major private events. So that essentially means
Per year.
So that basically means any private event that is between 75 and 150 people.
Okay.
So there are some numbers attached to that. Yeah, we were fortunate last year, 2023, Peachtree hosted 25 major private events for the first time in our young history.
That's
2024,
great.
This calendar year is booked out with 25. And
that's
then
great, yeah.
Looking forward to the year 2025, I believe Peachtree has already booked, I think, around 10 of those weddings. Most of them are weddings, some bar mitzvahs, some bat mitzvahs are included in there as well. But that's a big part of what we do, is having those weddings.
Yeah, well, it generates funds and things.
Yeah, the biggest revenue generator. And there's, you know, it's we want a really healthy balance, because we don't necessarily want to be just known as a wedding venue.
Right.
For a couple of reasons. One is, I think a lot of us saw the toll so many weddings took on this building, the physical mm-hmm. building. When you have that many big events, big weddings, right, it beats the place up a little bit.
Sure.
Or a lot. So we want to keep that in mind. We don't want to go back to the days of having 50, 60, 70, 80 weddings, big events here all the time. The other thought there too is, as most of us know, when you have a big wedding on a, say on a Friday or Saturday, it takes up a lot of time and space.
Sure.
And I think a bigger, a larger interest of our mission, of our nonprofit, is again to have this open for the community to use,
right.
Whether it's just, you know, a casual have lunch on the terrace or read a book in here, or having, you know, the availability to have meetings for schools or different organizations, and or running our own programs and things like that. So the more big weddings we have, the less we can do of those.
Right, right. Well, that's, I like that balance, you know, with and prioritizing community use and things like that.
Yeah.
I know. It's an arboretum, correct? You recognize as an arboretum?
Technically
well?
A level one arboretum.
Okay.
So Bartlett Tree Experts came in, I'd say before I was here. So I'd say 4 years ago, maybe a little bit more, and came in and identified a number of the different species of trees that are here throughout the park. They labeled the trees. There's a catalog on our website as well. So that is something we have done. We give arboretum tours. A couple of our board members are pretty versed in the different different species of trees.
Got
here.
It. Yeah.
So they do a good, a really good walk through the park. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And then just back to the mansion. I mean, I know you guys have done a lot of work mm-hmm. on the mansion itself. You talked a little bit about the systems. Any major projects that you want to highlight, or anything coming up that?
Yeah. So the biggest project that we've done to date was right before I got here. So I guess in the summer of 2020, the end of summer 2020, early fall, we completed the roof project.
Okay.
So, you know, regardless of the size of the house, when you're doing a restoration, right, you want to start with the roof,
sure.
usually, right,
yeah.
to seal it. So that was a huge project, the biggest project to date. Some other projects that we've done is we've done some restoration to the terrace out here. Still need some work done to the existing terrace, but we Did some work there a few years ago. We've done exterior painting. We've done exterior painting. The fountain wall was restored a couple years ago, which, like I said, that's where we have a lot of our concerts, music concerts. A lot of wedding ceremonies are held in front of that wall.
Okay.
The ongoing maintenance of all the systems that we talked about, that might never end.
Sure.
We've installed a sprinkler system in here, a couple bathrooms, one being ADA accessible. We had to do that to get our certificate of occupancy so okay. we could use the indoor space. Then most recently, we added another half bath here on the first floor. That just got completed a couple weeks ago, actually. And then our next big project coming up is the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've been hoping to start that now for months.
Yeah.
But just, you know, things happen, and we're hopeful to start that sometime this summer, restore our kitchen. So it's a fully up-to-code, fully functional kitchen that our caterers can use and other groups that come in here can use.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And heard there's a speakeasy maybe downstairs. Is that?
We all call it a speakeasy. I think technically it was right after Prohibition.
Okay.
So it was installed by the Newman family, who they were the third family that lived here.
Okay.
At the Willows Mansion. They actually only lived here for 2 years, but in 1934, they lived here from 1934 to 1936. But in our understanding is they put a bar in the basement and installed it in 1934. So the bar is still down there. It's still a really cool looking bar. The room is a little
seen better days.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So somewhere along the line, that you know, we would love to restore that bar in that room down there so we can have some fun events there.
Sure. Yeah. So what else can people expect from the Willows? The mansion, the park, like anything else that you want to share?
Well, everyone that I meet personally, I tell them to help us spread the word, right? Yeah. Tell their neighbors, tell their friends, tell their family to come for a visit, to check out our website. And we have a programs and event link on our website that, you know, we're constantly posting week to week, month to month, new fun and exciting, meaningful programs for people to come join us. And it's so, because that's not only can they have fun with some of these programs, but it's a great way to get to know us. You know, we have a monthly newsletter that we also share with the community that gives updates on the restoration and improvement projects, and then also what else is going on here for the community.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, the Willows Park Preserve. So come on out, check it out. Come to an event. Come check out the website. Sign up for the newsletter.
Absolutely.
You can become a friend of the Willows, right, as well?
Absolutely. There's a lot of ways to get involved here.
Sponsorship levels, stuff like that. Yeah,
yep, so. Absolutely. Yep.
Cool. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
Love the support.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for coming on here. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for listening today. Shoemaker Lab is an original production by Shoemaker Films, LLC. If you enjoyed today's content, please consider subscribing on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your content. Follow us on Instagram at shoemaker.films. If you're a business that's either interested in our video production services or would like to be a guest on the show, get in touch by using the contact form on our website, shoemakerfilms.com. We'll be right back.